702. What's gone viral?
With Kabazela.
The Minister of Viral Content, the Minister of Social Media, would be Kabazela. A very good morning to you, Jonathan.
Perhaps the Minister of Nonsense. Let's put it that way.
Ashton morning, Kutcher. Janet. Let's go in. Ashton Kutcher talking about bathing.
Yeah, so Ashton Kutcher and his wife Mila Kunis, they've got two kids, and they appeared on this podcast called The Armchair Expert, with hosted by Dax Shepard. He's a actor, and they were talking about bathing and cleaning and, you know, washing your kids and how you should, how many times you should wash or bathe the kids. And in this audio that I'm going to play you, they talk about, you know, she doesn't really use soap every day to wash her body, and he only washes his sort of, private parts, and that's really it. And undies, arms, I think. And then they go on to talk about bathing their kids. So let's take a listen to this and see if you perhaps can relate to what they have to say when it comes to bathing themselves and their children.
I don't wash my body with soap every day.
Okay, good. That's good. That's okay. Good.
But I wash pits and holes and soles. I wash the slits. I wash my slits and
I wash my armpits and my crotch daily, and nothing else ever.
You don't?
Exactly.
Wait, and look at
his skin. Let's talk about his skin.
I got a bar of Lever 2000.
There we go.
It just delivers every time.
Textbook soap.
Nothing else. Nothing else.
That's true.
I can't believe I'm in the minority here of washing my whole body in the shower. I can't. Like,
it's so weird.
Who taught you to not wash?
I didn't have hot water growing up as a child, so I didn't shower very much anyway.
Okay.
But when I had children, I also didn't wash them every day. Like, I wasn't the parent that bathed my newborns ever.
We only did because it was part of the nighttime routine. We could care less about their cleanliness. We just put them in there as like Pavlovian. But then as soon as we didn't need help, we haven't washed them since. It's been like 6 years.
That's how we feel about our children. We're like, oof, something smells. And we're like,
here's the thing. Now, here's the thing. If you can see the dirt on them, clean them.
Yeah. Wow. So, I mean, that makes sense. If you can see the dirt, clean them. But I have no reference here, barely. I don't have kids or little bundles of joy to talk about anything like that. So let's put it out there. When you're a parent, did you wash the little one every day, twice, once in the morning, at night, or once a week? I don't know.
Gosh, I'm trying to think of his name now because his name has just completely disappeared off my head. There was the inventor of dry soap, right? This was soap that you could use without needing water. I interviewed him, and this guy was from Cape Town. And one of the things he says is that our obsession with taking daily baths or daily showers is not backed up by the science, because what we're really trying to solve for is not cleanliness, but we're trying to solve for smell. And he says our bodies aren't as dirty as we imagine them to be, but I think it's so ingrained, right? It is so ingrained in our heads to take a daily shower or even twice a day, particularly for the young ones. And to be fair, kids run around and they get themselves dirty and they get, into all sorts of things. And so that's why you particularly, the night bath time is such a big thing for many families with young kids. But do tell me, you do shower every day, right?
I shower every day, and I wash everything. I wash my arms, my legs, not just my crotch and underneath my arms. So, I mean, that got me thinking as well. Why would you just wash those two parts? I mean, surely you get all the dry skin off the rest of your body. But
I'd love to know from people, because I don't think they're the only ones. I'd love to know from people who don't bath or shower every day, and what your reasoning is. And I heard Mila there talking about, not growing up with hot water. And I know even in villages and townships around the country where you've had to learn, many of us grew up washing in a little basin, in a little plastic basin. But still, you had to do it every day. How often do you bath your kids? Should we bath or shower every day? Your thoughts on that on 011-883-0702. I'm really particularly keen to hear from the dissidents, the people who don't go with the normal way of doing this. All right, tell me, the cast of The Lion King reuniting once again?
Yeah. So this is on Broadway, the cast of The Lion King, and there's many South Africans who are in this cast of The Lion King and others from around the world. And obviously we're locked down. They haven't been able to perform since March last year. And Broadway is going to be opening around about the 14th of September with other shows as well. And the cast of this Lion King got together for the very, very first time around the table. They sat down, a couple of the choir members around the table, and it was a very emotional time for them. Just before they started singing The Circle of Life, there were, you know, lots of tears and emotions going around, because you can imagine you haven't been doing anything for so long. And when you're a performer, I suppose the biggest gift you can do is get out and perform in front of an audience. So let's just take a little listen to the performance of The Circle of Life performed by the cast of The Lion King around a table, and just picture what they're going through at that point in time.
Oh, gosh. And there's nothing like Broadway, hey? I mean, I love the West End, but there's nothing like being in New York, going to see some of these productions, because as good as our theater is in South Africa, we just don't have the money the Americans can pump into these kinds of productions. And to see those South African cast members in The Lion King in New York is an absolute, absolute dream. I'm thrilled that Broadway is back in action.
Yeah, go watch it. It's a beautiful video. Bring the feels and the tears.
All right. That's where we'll leave it for Kabazela. Do you bath, shower every day? Do you insist your kids do so every day? And if you don't, why not?